on the second comeback in effect, or third, you know, took the lead. And,
second quarter was bad basketball. You know, not from the simple fact that we didn't execute things of that nature. We just couldn't make a shot, and you know, those guys got on in transition. And, so, you know, that second quarter, you know, pretty much hurt us for the rest of the game.
You're a very good defensive team. How much was the shot making being off tonight? Do you give credit to their defense?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, when you got the, you know, Gobert in the middle, you know, he clogs the paint up. So, you know, a lot of seams is not there, you know, for a lot of our penetration. But, you know, we also have some good looks that we just did knock down. We had a great first quarter, second quarter. We kind of just tailed off.
How difficult did Gordon make it for you tonight?
He's a good player. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, he made some tough shots. He made some tough ones.
Do you think he deserves to be an All-Star?
I don't want to get involved in that. He's a very good player, and they wouldn't be in the position they are in right now without him. You know, but he's an All-Star. He's not an All-Star. I don't get involved in that.
Well, we talked about the positive side of your Jazz performances at shoot around this morning, but that's something like 5 or 6 games in a row here that you haven't won. Can you make any sense of that?
The better I play, the worse it is for the team. You know, I feel great in this arena all the time. You know, you talk about the altitude. I don't really get that tired for some odd reason. And I've had some pretty big quarters, but it's never on the winning side, you know, so. You know, but I'm glad the fans got an opportunity to you know, see their team win, and you know, me do a couple, you know, make a couple plays.
Where do you feel like the Jazz did offensively that really kind of challenged your defense the most?
They shared the ball and made shots. They had the ball popping in.
You got technical today, which is pretty rare for you.
Yeah, I got fouled.
Has there been any frustration with?
It is.
Where you've been officiating lately?
It is, but you know, I know what the main thing is. The main thing is the win, but it is. It is.
LeBron, you're about.
I hate that. Yeah. I keep looking at the box scores, 14, 15. You know, we got to get the ball popping a little bit more. And obviously, you get assists when you shoot the ball well. We haven't shot the ball well. We was in the 30s again. You know, so, you know, when you're making shots, you know, obviously that accounts for assists. Sometimes, but you know, we got to get that ball moving a little bit more and get back to the way we're playing. But we figure that out.
LeBron, you scored 13 points in that third quarter. What motivated you to get going early in that?
Us being down 15 at the half.
LeBron, talk about the halfway point almost for the season. How do you assess your team?
Say it again?
You're about halfway through the season. What would you say your team's
We got a long way to go. And that's a good thing. It's a positive thing. I mean, we're in January. We got a long way to go. We just added a big piece that will come down to a big piece on our team late in the season in Kyle Korver. We're missing a huge piece in J.R. Smith that will come back in hopefully late March or early March. So, but we got a lot of room for improvement, and that's a great thing to have. You know, if you're peaking right now, you know, that's not good. But we've been playing good ball.
What do you feel like Korver will add most to the offense once he's integrated?
Just more space. More space. Lethal shooter. It's going to take a few games. It's going to take a few games for him to learn the sets, learn the system. But we got to give him the ball. You know, we got to put him in positions. But, you know, that'll happen over the next few weeks.
Last 10. Anything else? All right. Thank you.